You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, July 5th, 10:30 a.m., north arm of Tackenich Lake, Oregon Dunes Recreation Area. Midsummer is often chilly and temperate on the Oregon coast. Over the last several days, a blistering inland heat wave has caused air to expand and rise over the mainland, drawing cool moisture in from the ocean. This morning, an unbroken blanket of clouds splashes up against the crest of the Coast Range. The temperature is 30 degrees cooler here than in the valley. An aerosol mist makes the air feel even colder. As I paddle further into this long, contorted arm of water, I am mindful of the possibility of fierce afternoon winds that can turn a leisurely excursion into a somewhat more desperate adventure. The transformation into summer is subtle and protracted here. Flowers and greenery linger. Pink rhododendrons are fading, while creamy white ocean spray and yellow buttercups embellish the lake's shoreline. Tackenich Lake branches into three distinct arms, each extending several miles into narrow valleys. Tackenich is only one of 32 freshwater lakes within this remarkable belt of coastal sand dunes that occur in a 50-mile strip from Flores Lake at Cape Blanco to Lily Lake near Hacita Head. Blocked by dunes occupying low spots or former river valleys, these lakes are fed by streams draining the western coast range. They share an exceedingly fragile environment because of the freshwater-saturated sands that support them and the nearby mixing of saltwater and freshwater. They are particularly susceptible to pollution, silting, and mudflows. All-terrain vehicles, clear cuts, and widespread development of lakeside homes have all affected these once pristine bodies of water. Floating cabins are scattered in remote bays and inlets around the jagged shoreline of the lake. People angle for bass and other warm water fish, but there is a small wild cutthroat trout population, as well as minor natural runs of steelhead and coho salmon. The shoreline is mostly too brushy and steep to fish from, so anglers need boats to be successful. The defunct rail line of the Central Oregon and Pacific Railroad that connects Eugene with Coos Bay is prominent on the eastern shore of the lake. Antiquated trellises lift the tracks above hundreds of yards of the lake's surface, circumventing the natural obstructions of the uneven countryside. The surrounding coastal mountains have been reshaped into a bizarre patchwork of clear cuts in various stages of regrowth, an indication of the primary purpose of the railroad. Visually, the landscape, although still dramatic, seems tamed and stripped of its wild mystery. Osprey, once threatened by DDT, have rebounded and recolonized the lake in great numbers. Everywhere you look, these birds are circling, looking for fish, or watching from a nest or a perch high above the lake's surface. Individual territories are not large, as there are plenty of fish to feed growing families. The rattling calls of belted kingfishers ring out frequently as I paddle along the shore. Round nesting burrows, chiseled several feet into the steep sandstone banks, are further evidence of the presence of these birds. As I pass by one of these nesting burrows, my attention is captured by a rustling in the bushes along the shore ahead. Four shimmering black northern river otters are plunging into the lake on a steep, muddy slide. I drift quietly toward them, unnoticed, to get a better look. With their streamlined bodies, rudder-like tails, webbed toes, and valved ears and nostrils, river otters are well adapted for their semi-aquatic habits. These two new pups are almost fully grown and ready to leave their parents. They climb all over each other in a frantic, playful effort to gain enough elevation in order to take another slippery ride. Eugene Springfield chapter of the North American Butterfly Association is sponsoring a trip to Fairview Peak this Saturday, July 11th. Fairview Peak is a butterfly hotspot in Lane County. you'll see butterflies not normally seen in the lowland Willamette Valley. Meet on Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Campbell Senior Center at 155 High Street to carpool to the Cottage Grove area mountains. Space is limited to 18 people. Plan on some donation to your carpool driver. Call Ellie at 684-8973 to pre-register. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y at msn.com.